When the state outlawed residency requirements this summer, Milwaukee leaders announced they would continue enforcing the city's rule. It had been in effect for decades. However, a judge informed the city it had to abide by the new state law. Alderman Michael Murphy says it does appear, though, the city can set separate pay raises for residency and non-resident employees.
City attorney, as this council knows, has advised there's no contradiction between the non-resident differential because the city has agreed to the wording of an injunction to not enforce the residency requirement.
The plan the council adopted would give a 1.5% pay raise to city workers who lived here as of June 23rd. The employees who live here through December 21st would get another 1.5% boost. Even though those who move out would not get that second bump, Murphy says it's time for a raise.
No wage adjustments, neither progression were across the board were made to general city employees for 2010, 2011, or 2012.
The raises will cost the city nearly $2.8 million. The ordinance passed by a vote of 14 to 1. Alderman Bob Donovan was not present, but asked that his vote be recorded as no. The pay plan would not affect police and firefighters. Their unions and the city still negotiate contract terms. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.